like to discuss this morning a concept that's not well understood, which is the concept of Chomesh. It scares people off, rightfully so. It's 20% of one's income. And the pshat I'm going to say now is the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, so just like the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah, and something that's written in the Mishnah Berurah, that is the bottom line as far as we're concerned. So this chiddush of the Chafetz Chaim, he builds out from a Rambam, he builds out from a Gra, he builds out from a Gemara, and he says it in the Sefer Avos Chesed, and it's mamish, a gevaldika shtickle Torah that he has. So we'll see if it's halacha l'maisa, but I wanted to go through the makar. So if the Olam bears with us today, we're going to do a little lumdis, okay? We're going to go through the sugya, the background of the Chafetz Chaim's chiyuv of Chomesh. But just to give you a background, if you go on the last page of what I just handed out here, there's one line from the Gra. As you all know, we try to always incorporate the Gra as much as possible.
It's a shame about the
Learfield. So, yeah. So there's a one-liner in the Gra over here. The Gra wrote the Igeres HaGra. It's a letter that when he made his original travel, trying to make it all the way to Eretz Yisrael, he wrote a letter to his family, to his wife and his children, to explain to them what his priorities were in life, and that this is something that they should try to keep. So he wrote a lot of things there. Amongst them is one line from the Gra. Zok the Gra. Uleman Hashem, shetafer shesachoymesh. Make sure you separate choymesh. Kasher tzivisich, the way I commanded you. V'altifchoyz kasher yizartich. And don't, go less than that, the way we used to do when I was home. When I was home, we did choymesh. Now I'm leaving. You're going to cheap out on me. No, continue doing choymesh. Ki bepachoyz mizeh, if you don't do choymesh, so what would you say? It's a good maila, it's a segula, school to become rich, all the good things. Zok the Gra, no. Oivrim kol rega, any minute that you don't give choymesh, you're over al kama lavin v'aseim. You're over lavin. V'shokol ki'ilu kofar b'teira akadosha. So the Gra all of a sudden makes a chiyuv choymesh is a chiyuv. Midaraisa. You're over lavin. Which lavim? It says the Chafetz Chaim, the lavim we learned the first week. Because you're supposed to give a ginsoga, you're holding back. If you don't, you're not giving up to a chaymesh, you're holding back. So this does not sound like the way we are accustomed to knowing about chaymesh. Oh wow, this guy, huge balmaila, gives chaymesh. Oh wow. According to the Gra, this is the basic chiv. So what could this possibly mean? How could the Gra say this? And how does that fit with, if you look on the bottom of that page, look at the Shulchan Aruch clearly doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch says, Shir Nesinasa, what's the Shir of giving Tzata? Im Yodim Masegis, if you can afford it, Yitin Kifitzer Chaniyim, give what they need. Vim Ein Yodim Masegis Kokach, Ad Chomish Nechasav, Mitzvah Min Amuvchar. It's a nice thing, it's a Mitzvah Min Amuvchar. Ve'achar Asar, Mida Beinus, even Meiser, he doesn't say he's also not to give Meiser. So Mida Beinus is a good thing to give Achar Masar. So how could the girl go ahead and say it's a Chiyav to give Chomish? And you're over lavin vasei, and if you don't give chaymesh, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah min amufchar, what exactly is going on over here?
The Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah min amufchar if you can't afford it.
Right? What?
If you can't afford it, it's a mitzvah.
So how does one decide they can afford it?
You're already giving partial answer. This is going to be the Chafetz Chaim's mahalach somewhat, but let's get to the background. Okay, the background is, if you go to page one, it's the shmakas of you. There's a Gemara Ksubis. The Gemara Ksubis, does not sound like the Gra. What does the Gemara Ksubis say? Amar Rabbi La, Be'usha Hiskinu. In Usha, which is where they had the Bezdin, Hiskinu the Metakana. Ha-Mevazvez, if someone is spending money for mitzvahs, Al Yevazvez Yoyse Mechaymesh. If you are choosing to spend money for mitzvahs, which sounds like optional, but don't do more than a Chaymesh. Tanya Nami Hochi, Hamevazvez, Al Yevazvez, Yoyse Mechaymesh. If you spend more than Chaymesh, not a good idea. Shemi Yitzarech Labrius. So, if you read this Gemara, oh, Maitse, let's read the story. Be'echot Shabikish Levazvez, Yoyse Mechaymesh, Vleiniach Lechaveroi. Umanu, who is his friend? Who cares? Who his friend didn't let him? Why are we recording a story about what his friend let him? Who cares if his friend let him? His friend didn't want him to take the last Danish either. I mean, well, so it's in the Umanu Rabbi Yeshevav. The friend is Rabbi Yeshevav. Rabbi Yeshiva, Rabbi Akiva. So either Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yeshiva did not let the person spend more than a chaimish. So it sounds like this, like from this Gemara. The chaimish is optional. If you want to go up to a chaimish, you're permitted, but past that, you're not permitted. That is the simple reading of the Gemara. So if you go down to two paragraphs to where it says Tainis Daf Chafei, Tainis Daf Chafei, there's a short Gemara there. The Gemara says, Elazar Ish Birta, there's a person called Elazar Ish Birta, sometimes Ish Bartoisa, Kar Habachazu Le Gaboy Tzedaka. So this is, you would think, this is not like, these Gaboy Tzedaka were very Erlecha people. When a Gaboy Tzedaka would see him in the distance, the Gaboy Tzedaka would run the other way. Why? Because if he would see a Gabbai Tzedakah collecting, he would give away all his money. So they knew that we don't want this guy to see us. If he sees us, he's going to give us all of his money. We don't want it. He keeps on giving us all his money. So they ran the other way. They don't teach you this in Gabbai Tzedakah school. Right? But
they never happened to me.
Some Gabbai Tzedakah runs the other way, but I don't know if it's because of this reason. So the Gabbai Tzedakah runs the other way. So why? Because he gave away everything. Frek, the Gvur Asari, which is the Gemara over here, the Chafetz Chaim brings the Gvur Asari. The Gvur Asari is the Shagas Aryeh. Okay? So the Shagas Aryeh asks Akasha, Koshali. Do you see where I am in the Gvura Sari, right under the Gvura Tainis? The Gvura Sari asks, Perk, in the Gemara Ksuvas, it says, Bushay skinam avazir avazir esim echoymesh, umash mavadai de loza ish partoysa bimea moiroim. Loza ish partoysa was after Takanas Usha. So how was he allowed to spend all this money? And he brings Yerushalmi like that. We don't want people to spend all the money. So how is it possible that he spent all this money? Okay? As I frecked the Gvura Sari. This is more here, but that's the Gvura Sari's kasha. Okay? So we have a stira now. Because now we have a Gemara in Tainis that says Rabbi Yeshev, Elazar Ish Bartoisa has spent all of his money. And we have a Gemara in Ksubas that says you're not allowed to spend more than a fifth. Yeah? So here comes the Chafetz Chaim's big fart. Okay? Chafetz Chaim goes on Yerushalmi. If you go back to the second paragraph, go above, back to Ksubas. Underneath the Gemara Ksubas is Yerushalmi and Peah. Yerushalmi and Peah. Can anyone guess why this is in Peah? What does it say in Peah? I'll give you a clue. We all said it this morning. Because the first Mishnah in Peah is Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir. Ha'Peah Ve'Bikur Ve'Arayin Gmulas Chasam Samatar Gmulas Chasadim. Gmilas Chasadim is Ein Lashir. So if Gmilas Chasadim means doing Chesed, could mean not Chesed. Does it have to, what about Gmilas Chasadim with your money? Is that Ein Lashir or is that yes, Yesh Lashir? So Zakta Gemara Yushalmi, Gmilas Chasadim, Hadad the Tema Bekufay. The Yushalmi says that Gmilas Chasadim, Ein Lashir is only Bekufay. Abba B'mamainai, but with your money, Yesh Lashir has a Shir. Va'asya kai demar Rabbi Shmuel ben Lakish, and it's going like Rishon ben Lakish, Rishon Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanina, nimnu b'usha, because in usha they made a takana, she adam mafresh chaimish min echasav l'mitzvah, you should separate a chaimish min echasav. Hold on, let's read this a little more carefully. So he says, there is a shir for gemilas chasadim with your money. Why? Because in usha they made a takana that you should spend the fifth of your money on mitzvahs. That's how you read it? So what's the kasha here? Frek the Chafetz Chaim. You following? That the Talmud Bavli, when it brings down the Takan of Usha, says that you can't spend more than a chaimish. Max out at a chaimish. Don't give more. Here it sounds like from Yerushalmi that there's a chiv minimum chaimish, not maximum chaimish. Because it just says the takana was sheyehei adam mafresh chaimish minachas of the mitzvahs. You should be mafresh a fifth of your money for mitzvahs.
Why does it say that's just the minimum?
Because it says this is what you should do. It doesn't say don't do more than that. It doesn't say do whatever you want, but if you want, but don't.
No, it says separate your
gemilas chasadim. It says gemilas, right? When you want to do chesed for people, do as much as you want. But you want to do your money? No, there's a share. What's the share? Share is a fifth.
So a shear is
a fifth. It sounds like
right.
Positive.
A shear is giving you a stopping point.
But it sounds like that's the minimum and the maximum. It sounds like that is the shear.
Oh, okay.
Meaning, okay. I don't know, minimum, but it sounds like the ikar shear is a fifth. So if that's true, it's a steer to the Bavli.
So the Bavli says up to
a fifth. Yishalmi's mashma. You have to have a fifth. And the Bavli's mashma, you can't do more than a fifth. Now you would say, okay, look, we have the Bavli. Lamaisa, those that know the Rambam, Derech, is that the Rambam Paschal is like the Yishalmi. The Machlis Bavli Yishalmi, Remeir Simcha, and the Or Sameach, and in the Meshech Chacham, both he places, he writes that the Rambam Shita is he Paschal like Yishalmi over Bavli. So we're back to not being in such good shape right now. Because now we have a Yishalmi that basically says you have to give a fifth. Sounds like a lot of money. Right? 20% of your income is a lot of money. So
and it goes back to still wondering, like,
so we have to get to that. So let's look at the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Peah. He brings this Yishalmi. Umash Omar Bekan Gemilas Chasadim Ein Lashir Rotsa Loimar Lazar Adam Begufay Oish Yazar Oisa Bemamoinai Yesh Lashir. But however, to help someone with their money, he has a shear. Vuhu, what's a shear? Chamishas, give a fifth. V'lo yischayev loses yoiser. You're not mechuyev to give more. Sounds like you're mechuyev to give less, up to a fifth. And you're allowed to give more, just not, you don't have to give more than a fifth. You don't sound like that we learned from the Bavli. Imasakein, but midas chasidus. If you want to give more than a fifth, it's midas chasidus. One thing, I thought you said you're not allowed. The Bavli says you're not allowed. He's not the Amru Nimnu Beusha Lias Adam Mafresh Chaimish Minichasav Lemitzva Ubir Zoyis Halacha Etzli. You know what this means? Shoyimer Behu Kisha Adam Yira Shvuyim. If you see Shvuyim in front of you, Shulchayev Lifdoi Sam Kasha Tziva Hashem Oyer Avim Oyer Rumim Shulchayev Lehas Biam. There's people that have no clothes and food, and you have to give them clothes and food. Ulachasas Marumayim Kosh Amar. Remember this pasuk from last week. Day Machsoyroi. You have to give them what they need. Asheyach Saloi Upirushoi Lemalos Chesreinam. Bimemale. Give them what they're lacking. Kishia Mashiach Salem. If they what they need is Mashutom Pachis Mechamishas Memoina or Kefi Chamishisai. If it reaches a fifth, but if you have to give more than a fifth, you're not Mechuyev. So now, let's concentrate on this Rambam for a second. The Rambam says very clear that if someone comes to you and they say, hey, I don't have clothing. Hey, I don't have food. And what they're missing is less than a fifth of your money. It would sound like from the Rambam, you're mechuyev to give it. You get to, well, I already gave my maaser. What does the maaser have to do with it? You have to give it to them. It's mashma in the Rambam. Okay? So we're now at a very big breaking point over here. Because we have a Rambam based on the Yerushalmi saying that you have to give a fifth. We have a Gemara Bavli that says you're not allowed to give more than a fifth. And you don't have to give a full fifth. It's a stira. It's a chayra stira over here. We go into Bavli, we have Yerushalmi, we have a Gro, we have a Rambam, we have a Shachana. Well, what's going on? Yeah, are people on board with this Shaila, this Kasha?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little worried about the.
Okay,
good for
it.
What?
Where's the Bavli say? Right. Where's the Bavli say? The Bavli says just don't give more than fifth.
Right.
But the Bavli doesn't say.
You could give less. No, because it says Hamevazves. Hamevazves sounds like if you want to spend, don't spend more than a fifth.
Rabbi, how do you balance that with your savings for kids' weddings and your savings for retirement and your savings, you put all that aside and say, well, he needs it now.
Well, right now we're discussing income. We're not discussing assets.
Oh, not assets. Okay.
Now, those assets, presumably, when you earned them, you gave off your maaser already at that point. Mm-hmm. Now, the Chafetz Chaim actually does say that the Rambam does not mean income. He means assets, to be honest. But the Chafetz Chaim learns it means your assets, your total assets.
But once you give,
your liquid, it. Your liquid assets.
But if they're set aside for other things, do you?
I don't know if that matters. I'm not sure if you read with this strict letter of the law that we're reading here, if that necessarily matters. Okay, now.
I set it aside for myself.
What?
I set it aside for myself.
Yeah, I don't know if that matters, right?
Yeah, now, as long as you gave it, as long as you gave your portion, then there, you know, what's the shiloh?
Well, I don't know about that, because let's say 1 year you earned $1 million.
Yeah.
Then you gave off, even if you gave chaymish.
Right.
Okay, so now you have $800,000. Now you decide, I'm not going to work next year. Now next year someone comes to ask you for a tzedakah, or for a tzedakah, say, lulav, you have to buy an arm. So you say, well, you have to spend up to that's your money. Well, I don't have any money, so I have no income. It doesn't go by your income, it goes by your assets. So, you know.
That's a mitzvah, that's not a
mitzvah. Okay, so the Chafetz Chaim, this is a mitzvah. That's part of the problem there. Now, the understanding is that it's not mistaber that the Torah would say, give him money and then you become poor. But still. So Zot the Chafetz Chaim over here, and it's a long shtickle in the Chafetz Chaim. It's full.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it keeps going, and it keeps going. Okay? So this is a long shtickle from the Chafetz Chaim in the Avos Chesed. It's a beautiful shtickle.
Can I order lunch?
What? Can I order lunch? Yeah. Get Kalani to start working. So, let's just read the first paragraph. It says, Ata nevayer prat echad. I want to explain one thing, says the Chafetz Chaim. Hanageya harbe beinin stuck, which is very negeya to tzedakah. No, no kidding. We have to. Yesh oimrim, because there are those that say, i.e., the Gra and the Rambam. The Mash Amru, the Chaymesh, or Mida Yafa. This said, Chaymesh, wow, Mida Yafa. It's a beautiful Mida. Hani Mila Bishaloi Noidaloi. Oh, and before I get to his answer, let me speak out. Chafetz Chaim's answer is based on what we learned last week. Remember, we learned last week. That there's a difference between kaimi aniyim and loy kaimi aniyim. There's a difference between an ani that comes to you and is going door to door and just a regular idea of tzedakah versus someone that comes to you and says, I need you to make me my wedding because I don't have money. I'm not going to anybody else. I'm not going to anybody else. I have no one else to go to. You're the only person I can confide in and I don't know where else to go and you're my address. Or a person comes and says, I need this, and I need it from you, right? If, or you could have a case of something which is very, very time-pressing. Let's say a Pidyon Shvuyim case. You have a case of a Pidyon Shvuyim, and basically they're saying, we're going to, this is your one chance to save this guy's life, otherwise it's over. I don't have no time to start collecting money from other people. The mitzvah, it's you or nobody. So when the mitzvah is put on you, now it becomes the actual tzura of the mitzvah from the Torah. This is what we discussed last week, that there's actually a mitzvah of the Torah. Dei machsori, you're supposed to help the guy out. What does that mean? It means he's not going door to door. It means he's not just some another guy. It means that you have the mitzvah to help him. You have a chiv to help him. The mitzvah of tzedakah, p'tun shvuyim, chaskala, whatever the mitzvah is, you have a mitzvah that's on you. So Zakta Chavsayim, where the mitzvah is on you, it's like every other mitzvah, and you're mechuyev to spend 20%. Mechuyev to spend 20%. And they, where did they get that shear from 20%? So he says it was halach l'moshe m'sinai. It's halach l'moshe m'sinai that you have to spend 20%, but you shouldn't, you have mechuyev to spend more because at some point it doesn't make sense for you to spend more and then you become poor and then you're going to have to start collecting for you. So the entire concept of when it's mutal on you, you have to spend 20%. If it's not mutal on you, you don't have people in front of you. Right. So now maybe it's the opposite. You're looking to set aside your meiser money. Oh, you want to set aside your meiser money so that you can go do mitzvahs. I'll go to this organization. I'll go give to that organization. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll do something with my meiser money. Okay, for that, chaymesh is an extra midah. It's not the ikar chiyuv. There's two different forms of tzedakah. One form of tzedakah is the actual mitzvah of tzedakah, the way the Torah set it up, which is, there's a few aniyim in the city, there's a few rich people in the city, the rich people have to take care of the poor people, and that's the way it is. You've got to spend up to a chaymesh of a year. You have to spend up to 20% of your money. Because it's a mitzvah like any other. And that was Yushalmi's talking about that. The Bavli is talking about more like, set aside money. I'm going to set aside money for mitzvahs to have access to it, to give out. And that's meiser. Chaymish is extra. Okay? That's how the Chafetz Chaim wants to answer this stira. which I guess in the case of the grow, what that meant was that I guess they knew people that they were supporting. And that's what he was writing to his wife. We're supporting these people. We have to give up to 20% of our money to these people because we're supporting them. Okay? Now let's read the Chofetz Chaim inside. Ve'ata nevar pratach. Let's start again. Hanogia har baby inyan tzedakah, which is very negia to tzedakah. Yesh amrim, there are those who say, Dimasha amru, this that it says chaimish umida yafa, that chaimish is only amida yafa, but it's not chiv. Hani mili b'shaloi noidaloi. That is talking when you don't know sheyesh bi'ir aniyim hateivim lelechem. You don't know that there are people that need the food. They're not coming to you directly. Or arumim, or people with no clothes, shetshikim lechasas. So it's not on you the mitzvah. But if you know that there are people that have no money, and basically it's your responsibility, they cannot help themselves, and it's your achrayus to help them. Mechuyev midina, you're mechuyev from the ikra halacha lahafrish ad chaimish nechasav.
Ad chaimish.
Right. You have to mafsh all the way up to chaimish. You have to. V'chei mashma divrei agra, shedai tekin. V'hani mil... Ah, but now comes Friedman's var. Okay? And then he goes on and on. The two different cases. I don't have to read it all inside. But that's basically how he answers. And therefore he wants to answer the case of Nachum Ish Bar Taisa. That when the people came to collect for a specific need, he gave them all of his money. Because that was a specific need that they were collecting for. That's why he gave away all of his money. It wasn't a steer to the Tekan of Usha, of giving a fifth. Okay? Now, okay, so the Chofetz Chaim just created a new category where Chaimish is a Chiyuv Me'ikar Adin. Okay? And this can happen. You can have someone that gets a phone call from Rosh Hashiva or something, saying, look, there's a Talmud Chacham over here, he cannot make this wedding, and I'm calling on his behalf, that basically, you're the only one that can help me. So he's saying that you're mechuyev to give up to a 24, up to a chaimish.
Of
your
income. Assets?
That's a great question. He's mashma, it's not just your income. So he's mashma. Because he says, this that the Rambam talks about as income is in the second din. Of your mafresh, your meiser, that's from your income. But mitzvahs you have to give. If you have the money, you're supposed to give it. Now, I don't think it means selling your house, but...
I'm confused by the fact that you said that he came out and said that we're mechuyev to give a fifth, but it says ad chaimish. So... Is it you're mechuyev to give chaimish or you're mechuyev to give up to chaimish?
He's saying you have to spend up to 20% for that mitzvah. Meaning, up to 20%. I'm saying because if the mitzvah only costed you, if the cost of the mitzvah is even up to 20%, you have to pay.
Okay.
So this is a huge, huge chiddush from Mishnah Berurah, from the Chofetz Chaim. He proves it, he doesn't take it lightly, like I said. It's a full page and a half that he, in tiny letters here, that he's myrich and myrich. To explain this, basing himself off of the Rambam, basing himself off the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, and making this answer. He does also say that in the Sefer Birkei Yosef, which is from the Chidah's Pirush on Shulchan Aruch, so the Chidah also says exactly the same thing. So Sephardim have no way out. Whether you're Ashkenazi or Sephardi, you have this Mahalah to explain what's going on over here. Now, what's the big Kasha? Hold on, but this is like not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Because let's go back to what we started. Go back to the Rambam himself in the Halachas, which is in the last page. The last page, second to last paragraph, you have the Rambam himself, not in the Pirush Mishnayos in Peah. You have the Rambam himself in Hilchos Tzedakah, does not say this. What does Rambam say? Bah ani, if an ani comes, v'sha'al de machsoiroi, and he asks for his needs. You give him what you can afford. If you could, it's very nice. But you're not mechuyev. So what happened? You give a tenth, it's a midah beinonis. Why? I thought the gra says that you're overcome a lavim if you do that. When you meet the beinonis. So the Rambam here does not seem to go with what he said in the Pirush Mishnayos based on the Yerushalmi. This is the kasha of the Birkei Yosef, and therefore the Birkei Yosef says that the Rambam, at the end of his life, fell off of that pshat, and he paskins like this, and he doesn't hold it that anymore. The Yushalmi. That's the Birkei Yosef says. It was a chazar in the Rambam. Here, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, goes his own way and says no. And this is what Avraham Elazar was saying the whole time, which is like this. What? Yeah, look, I mean, he said it already, so he once he said it, he's
good.
About
lunch.
What?
Taking
a nap. So the answer he says is like this, that it really depends. We already spoke out from the Aruch HaShulchan last week, that nowadays, the real mitzvah of Dei Machsoirah, the way the Torah describes it, does not apply. Because Dei Machsoirah was talking about, there was a lot of, most people had money, few people were poor, and the few rich could afford to pay for the few poor. It was a small community, and therefore the rich people took responsibility for the poor people in their city, and they were responsible to pay, and they could afford to pay, and that was the way it was, and that was the system before the Gaulus. Once we entered the Gaulus, surely once we entered into the deep Gaulus, so poverty was rampant, and people who made part of it, it was impossible to put the responsibility of the poor people on the local community or even on the Ashir. And therefore, he says, the halacha, the tzur of the mitzvah changed. It's no longer day machsoi, right? Because it's ein yad le'maseges. We cannot afford to do that. And therefore, all we're expected to do is participate. Participate, help him out. But you can't really take care of his full need. Therefore, since you don't anyway take care of his full need, because you can't afford it, so it's like the other case in the Rambam where it's like he's not in front of me because I'm not dealing with his full need, and therefore all it is participating. If it's just about participating, then you could be mafresh your chaimish, mafresh your meiser, and participate from your meiser. If you want to give up to chaimish, give up to chaimish. But basically, he says that since nowadays we cannot afford it, we're no longer in the state of that chaimish becomes a chiyuv. And if you read carefully the Shulchan Aruch, it's exactly what it says.
Today is not Dei Machsoir.
Yeah, today we're not doing Dei Machsoir. Right? We're not going, a guy comes to you and says, Ich machasne. You're not saying, okay, I'll pay the caterer, pass me the caterer bill.
Right.
You're saying, here's a couple dollars. Why are you allowed to do that? Because he's going door to door, you can't anyway support him, because you can't really feel his whole need. Memeil, for that same reason, is why you don't have to give up to a chaymer. You don't have to give up full chaymer. You're not doing the full Dei Machsoir. Right?
What do people say if you give a chaymer?
Oh, because that's the other din. The other din is, you want to separate money to help people. If you could separate up to a chaymesh, that's a big mila. But a regular person is not supposed to do more than that. But it's not a chiyuv, it's a mila. And the Gro must have been talking about a scenario where the people were relying on him.
But what about, I heard a shiur here from someone that gave that and says, let's say, let's put this number, a regular family makes 100, so that person should give it 10%, if he makes 150, he should give 15%. Roshkol was here when...
I don't understand. I think it's basically either chaymish or maiser. I don't know what's more. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Roshkol heard that?
I never saw that anywhere other than that share. Because kipshutai, there's a chiyuv maiser, and there's an extra Indian of doing a double maiser, which is chaymish. Now, you could obviously, the more you give, it's always going to be a bigger mitzvah.
From where it comes, according to where it's normal for a family to give, and then it goes out of that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So let's read the Shulchan Aruch inside. Shir Nisina, so how much tzedakah do you give? Im yod, im ha-seges, if you can afford, you think if it's tzarech anim, give what anim need. And in that clause, the Shulchan Aruch does not say anything about a max of a chaynish. Maybe there's a minimum of a chaymish.
What their niyim or if
you can afford it, give the full need of the ani, and you're mechuyev to give even up to if it's a fifth year of your. Vim ein yodem maseges. Now we'll start talking. If it's ein yodem maseges, then yitin ad. You shouldn't give more than a chaymish a chasa mitzvah min a mavchar, and asara and a maseges min a beinus. So that's the answer to this thing. Okay, so that's how this whole thing plays out. So the Iker Mitzvah of Tzedakah, the way it should be in the Torah, would be that the Ashirin take care of every Ani, the whole day Machsoiroi, they have to give up to a Chaymesh to help out, and they're going to have a lot of money, the Ani will have enough money, and everything's going to be good. Nowadays, that it's impossible. And then we're not asking, we're not doing the machzorah. We cannot afford the machzorah. So now we're just participating in them. Oh, just participating. Now the whole chaimish and mitzvah is a different idea. And that's the Chafetz Chaim's chiddush. There was two takonas, one in the Yerushalmi, one in the Bavli. And they got together in Usha twice. One time they got together in Usha to say, if you have a mitzvah tzedakah, the minimum is a fifth. You could add more if you want. Then they got together in Usha to say that, no, but if you're not doing that, then the maximum is a fifth. If you're just separating your money for tzedakah to do mitzvahs with, for that, don't go more than a fifth. Separate maximum a fifth. Unless it's a usher muflug, unless it's someone very wealthy that can afford it, that there's no chashash, that by him giving out more, he's going to become poor, then he's allowed to give up more. You know, there are, Baruch Hashem, the amounts of tzedakah collected in our communities is unbelievable. But this is the understanding of this, trying to give a little understanding of this misunderstood concept of chaimish. Obviously, like you said, it's a big segula, it's a big inyan to give chaimish, but that's not a chiv. The chiv is when you could afford it and you don't do it, and you could take care of the whole ani, and that's the way the mitzvah would be, then you're talking about chiv.
If that puts you in the...
Not to add or whatever, I was at recently a Goyish, what they call a Rotary Club event. It's probably a kidney donation, whatever, they invited me there. And this is the Goyish version of Askamas.
Right.
Like, going do well. And I had back at the table, everybody, please contribute what you can to help this person. And they were announcing, I'm going to give a dollar.
A dollar?
A dollar. I'm going to give a dollar. And the whole event, they were collecting, like, they collected $62. Oh, and I'm thinking to myself, like, this is so stupid. You go to a Yiddish event, they collected $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Go to they just don't cut the whole thing in tzedakah. They just don't get it. It's just so fascinating to see. It's a sharp contrast between
right. Yiddish cup. That's what I'm saying. It's also the way we're accustomed to doing it. You've grown up that way.
It's also the $62 you have to pay.
If you can afford it.
If you want $62, you get it, don't worry.
If you can afford it, gives you the chi of Abashiris.
Right, right.
And
there you're mechuyev to chaimish.
Mechuyev to give what they need.
Yeah.
Outside of that, it's miser or up to miser or up to a fifth.
Yes. Okay, so we'll start the details. Right now we were doing tzedakah. I think we'll start the details of miser next week.